Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WAAF is always home to me.
That's right, sir. I know you were a Worcester guy. You know, last time I talked to you was about the book, and we talked about you growing up.
About the WAAF giraffe.
Yep, the WAAF giraffe, and you talked about your particular disdain for the town of Paxton, which you also mentioned in the book, which was fun. And now you're coming home. You're going to be here in Boston Thursday.
No, that got canceled.
Oh no!
I guess we moved it.
Oh no!
You know what? Drama here.
You know what, Doug? I asked you last time when we talked about the book. I said, "Hey, you're coming here in December." You said, "Oh, maybe I should write something up." You still haven't written anything up.
No, my girlfriend had some troubles where she had a seizure and hit her head and went into a coma, and now she's coming out of it, and we're just trying to figure out if she's going to be retarded. We had to cancel for that reason, but we're going to move it to April, because I'll definitely get some material out of it either way.
You know, I was just going to say, now I feel like a real asshole, but if you're going to get material out of that situation, then, you know, I'm...
Don't you worry. There's nothing I won't get material out of. More tragic, the more...
More
it needs to be...
I know. After reading your book, there's no question on that, man.
When she came out of the coma, she actually said that, where she had to get a trach at one point, get her lung problems, and...
Oh, my God.
She leaned into me through her trach hole, and she goes, "Put it to me. Am I going to be retarded?" And I go, "Maybe if you were to be retarded, I would be long gone by now." That's the actual conversation at the bedside at the ICU. So, yeah, we keep it light.
You didn't say, "Honey, retarded is not the accepted nomenclature. Special needs is..."
Well, there's some instant karma in this new special we're promoting right now.
Right.
In a place like home. I'm about a 20-minute chunk because she's mentally ill. And I have a whole bit about how mentally ill people are castigated by society, where mentally challenged people are loved and revered, and how they need equal, empathy. And now she's gone from camp one of mentally ill into possibly camp two of mentally challenged.
Well,
maybe there's some karma out there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which...
As long as there's, 10 to 12 minutes in it.
Which one of those camps would you put Donald Trump at this point?
Oh, my God. All I know is that's the president this country deserves. You look at what's trending on Twitter at any given point during the day, and that's what's important to people. So, you make Kardashians famous for nothing, and you get a Trump for a president.
I last time we talked, you said you weren't going to vote at all. And understandable, the choices weren't really there. But are you one of the people who are like, "Wow, this is crazy," but deep inside, as a comedian and a writer, you're like, "Oh, this is fantastic. This is 4 years of amazing material we got coming up here."
Yeah, I don't know about the material. When something like that happens, it's kind of like John Wayne Bobbitt. every comedian's going to be talking about it, and I don't really care. I'm almost 50 years old. I don't have kids. I have no vested interest in the future of the world. I treat it like a rental car. I'll turn it in banged up, and it's not my problem. It'll be interesting, but it's kind of funny. I voted only because I live in a town of 5,000 people, so I went to vote for city council and mayor, and I voted for Gary Johnson just because it was also on the ballot, but I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need a president. I want a dictator.
Well, I think we might get one.
He's not qualified for the job. Voters are not qualified for their job.
Well,
the problem with democracy is every half-head idiot that actually watches reality shows and cares about the Kardashians, their vote counts as much as yours, and that just doesn't work.
No.
What's wrong with a dictator if he was like a really cool dictator?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
we all have a great time, and it's 2-for-1 appetizers all the time, not just during happy hour. Oh, wow, this guy's great.
All right. Well, now there's a platform I may be able to get behind. Let's get off of Trump, because I just got out of Thanksgiving fights about Donald Trump for the past 3 days. And you mentioned you live in Bisbee, Arizona, and that's where you filmed No Place Like Home, right?
Yeah, I could have called it Don't Poop Where You Eat, because in a town of 5,000 people, if you do a show and you suck, you're going to see those people that hate you every day at the supermarket or the post office, like working a cruise ship.
It's kind of like living back in Paxton, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit like that. But we pulled it off. It was a good show, and I'm proud of the special.
You've been living in Bisbee for a long time now, but is there anything about Massachusetts that you miss? Like when you come back here eventually to
fried
do a show.
Clams.
The what?
Fried clams.
Fried clams.
They don't have those anywhere. You can't get fried. They just don't exist outside of New England.
That's a damn shame.
Red Lobster or any seafood market. Yeah, it's terrible. But even if you wanted, you couldn't get even a cheap replica of a whole belly clam. Other than that, no, there's nothing. Fried clams is pretty much it.
Just the clams. Well, that's nice. That's nice. And what's
youth? I miss youth.
And what's you're friends with Johnny Depp, and he's one of the executive producers here. And how did you get to be friends with him?
His people emailed me one day, and then one of our clients is trying to reach out to Doug Stanhope, and he called me up, and I guess he pretty much told me we have to be friends, so I wasn't going to bitch about it. He was a fan, so now we're friends. He's everything you would expect him to be. Like, he did that Hunter S. Thompson movie, Fear and Loathing, and the character just stayed. Like when your parents would tell you, you keep making that face, it's going to stick like that. Well, yeah, the Hunter S. thing stuck with him. And he's exactly the guy that you would hope he'd be.
All right, Doug. Well, the special is called No Place Like Home. It's out. You can get it on iTunes, Google Play. It's out on CD. Will it be out on vinyl or cassette for the hipsters who are trying to bring the cassettes back? Is there any plan for that?
Oh, I'm doing my next one. I did this one burner special I haven't put out yet called Pop Off Vodka Presents an Evening with Doug Stanhope that I'm putting out on VHS only. It's the only hard copy you'll get is VHS. But this one, it will be out on DVD. No Place Like Home will come out. It's already on CISO, which is some rival to Netflix. CISO.com, you can see the filmed version with a free trial. Or you can go to DougStanhope.com and get a signed copy of the audio CD. And the DVD will be out in February. And I'll have to do a radio tour all over again to promote the same product I keep promoting. Or you could get my book, or you could just steal stuff off the internet like everyone else.
All right, Doug, thanks a lot, man. Hey, best wishes to your girlfriend. I hope she's got a good recovery there, and we look forward to seeing you when you make it back here to the Boston.
I appreciate
to the Wilbur.
I'll be home soon. Sorry about that Boston thing, but we're moving it to March or April. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.